يحب حزنها يتعالى ونها لما يمر اسمك بس ما عي اسمك ذكرى تسبقني عبره من أذكرك ونت أوجاعي يا حسين نادي والون زادي لمصيبتك تلطم أضلاعي والناعي ينعى يومك يفجع عرش الله ظل مصابك ناعي
يا حسين
لمصيبتك
يا حسين
من غربتك أنا كل عمري ألطم بصدري تبقى على خدي عيني بجاية
الحزن راية وكربل الغاية
غاية
الحزن راية وكربل الغاية
Respected viewers, brothers and sisters in Islam, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to another episode of 1376, the first ziyarah ever made to the holy shrine of Imam al-Husayn salawatullahi alayhi. Of course, as everyone knows, it wasn't a shrine back then. It was just sand with a piece of rock that resembled the grave of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. The number I just mentioned, 1376, resembles Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari's first ziyarah to Imam al-Husayn salawatullahi alayhi. Inshallah, in this series of episodes, we are going to take a look at the experiences of the pilgrims, of the Zuwar, who have come from abroad to visit the holy shrine of Imam al-Husayn salawatullahi alayhi during Ziyarat al-Arba'een, the great Arba'een pilgrimage. Also, I will try my best to discuss the significance of Ziyarat al-Arba'een according to Ahlul Bayt salawatullahi alayhim.
دمعاتي من دم وعلى الوجين تلطم دمعاتي وعلى المنابر صوت الضماير اسمك يفزز كل وناتي يومك ذكرته قلبي حفرته وبصدري مذبوحة عبراتي لا ما نسيتك عمري بيشيتك ما تنطفي ناري بحسراتي
يا حسين
أرض وسماء تبكي بدمة ألطم براسي قطعة أنفاسي حتى بعد البين عيني بجاية
للحزن راية.
As narrated in كامل الزيارات, Imam al-Sadiq عليه السلام was once asked, who are the pilgrims, who are the zuwar of Imam al-Husayn salawatullahi alayhi? He answered by saying that the boundaries of the grave of Imam Hussein is 20 ills by 20 ills. Ills is an old measurement unit that they used to use back then. In our measurement today, it is approximately 22 meters by 22 meters. And it is a garden from the gardens of paradise. The ascending of the angels begins from Karbala. Every proximate angel and every messenger Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chooses, asks Allah for the permission to perform ziyarah to Imam al-Husayn salawatullahi alayh. There is always a crowd descending from the heavens to perform ziyarah and a crowd descending to the heavens, ascending to the heavens. His companions asked, Ya ibn Rasulullah, even angels? He said, surely there is no angel in the heavens or on the earth who does not beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to perform ziyarah to Imam al-Husayn salawatullahi alayh. There is always a multitude descending at Karbala and a crowd ascending back to the heavens. Such narrations should motivate the true believers to book their ticket now to join the 124,000 prophets who are waiting at the door of Imam al-Husayn salawatullahi alayh to shake their hand and ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the forgiveness of that zayir, for the forgiveness of that pilgrim. So inshallah, it is a very significant opportunity to come to Karbala during Ziyarat al-Arba'een. Imam al-Sadiq narrates about the walking to Karbala, the walking to the holy shrine of Imam al-Husayn salawatullahi alayhi. He says every step of a pilgrim and every step that a pilgrim takes to Karbala, that a pilgrim takes to the holy shrine of Imam al-Hussein, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala counts that step as a hajjah and umrah. Every step is if as you're going to hajj. Every step is if as you're going to umrah. You would never find a holy walk holier than the walk to Aba Abdullah al-Hussein, salawatullahi alayh.
منمو اشکام همینو میخوام که اینا یادگاری میمونه. ما میریم اما از ما تو دنیا یه دنیا بیقراری میمونه. با تو میدونم دل دیوونم تو پاییزم بهاری میمونه. با تو میدونم دل دیوونم تو پاییزم بهاری میمونه.
Regarding the holiness of Karbala, Sayyid Sadiq al-Shirazi stated during the previous Arba'een, in his last lecture of Arba'een, he stated a narration of Imam al-Baqir and Imam al-Sadiq salawatullahi alayhim, where they state, Karbala sustains the holiest soil Allah has ever created. Al-Shirazi also emphasizes on the words of Imam al-Sadiq, which he stated, it is our duty to advertise for Ziyarat al-Arba'een and encourage others to come for the next Ziyarah. The significance of encouraging others and sharing our experiences with others when we go back to our countries, when we go back to our homes, and share it with the people who didn't get the advantage of performing Ziyarah to Imam al-Hussein during Arba'een. And if they become, and if they come to Karbala and perform this Ziyarah because of our experiences, when we share our experiences, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not only reward them for coming, even if we're not able to come, they will reward us as if we came here 10 times because we were the reason and you guys were the reason of their ziyarah, of their pilgrimage.
تقدر من شفت الأكبر سيوف ورماح الموت توذره. عبد الله وانا هود وينينا نبلة رضيعك ظلت جامرة. ظهرك حينيته قلبك لقيته فوق النهر لا يمنى ويسره.
يا حسين
صاح القمار
يا حسين
آمن طبار تدري عباسه غيب انفاسك وانا للشفين عيني بجاية.
Wherever we go, it is impossible to find the same people, similar people to the ones we find volunteering and providing services for the pilgrims, for the Zuwar of Ba Abdullah during every Arba'een. A prime example is the healthcare during the previous Arba'een, which there was an establishment of a collaborative activity and a collaborative initiative between the Imam Hussein Holy Shrine and the Red Cross Society. A voluntary cater from the Red Cross Society provided ambulatory and therapeutic services for the pilgrims arriving on foot to commemorate the martyrdom of Ba Abdullah al-Hussein during the previous Arba'een. The programs planned consisted of 15 ambulance detachments, 25 additional tents, which were spread out all over the city, around the city, and inside the city, providing health and comforting services so the pilgrims can feel comforted when they are walking to the paradise on earth. The motive behind such initiative is to provide the necessary health needs of the and accommodate the pilgrims who feel the need of resting and taking a nap. The services were provided on a 24-hour basis and it was non-stop. People were taking shifts. Volunteers were moving and shifting from one tent to the other, and some didn't even sleep for over 24 hours just to provide services for the pilgrims and the Zuwar of Ba Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salam. In addition, there were also international medical volunteers who came from abroad. Numerous international doctors dedicated their time and professions to medically treat the pilgrims during the 40 of Imam Hussein صلوات الله عليه. Amir Jalu Khan, Safir al-Hussein Hospital Administrator, revealed the participation of doctors from the United States of America, Canada, Pakistan, Iran, Bahrain, Saudi Arabia, Australia, and Ireland. It is also significant to note that there are numerous volunteers, doctors, and nurses from inside and outside Iraq who are currently working on a 24-hour basis or shifts at Safir Hospital to help the regular Zuwar who come on regular days, not also Arba'een.
عشق تو پاکه شکر خدا که تو هیئت تو سینه زن شدم اگه گداتم از نوکراتم از کرم امام حسن شدم غم تو موندم آخرش مردم با پیرن سیاه کفن شدم غم تو موندم آخرش مردم با پیرن سیاه کفن شدم
یا
کرب و بلا
یا حسین
کرب و بلا باز ببین اومدم با یه چشمان خیز جز به گریه کنان آقا اسممو بنویس
الحزن رایه.
As I mentioned earlier, I will be discussing the experiences of the pilgrims who come from abroad to visit Imam Hussein salawatullahi alayhi during the 40 pilgrimage. Abbas Ali, a university student from the documentary The Path to Paradise, which he will be presented with later on in the episode. Abbas Ali, a university student who shares with us his experiences from his walk from Karbala, from Najaf to Karbala during the previous 40. Abbas explains how this march is the very embodiment of Lady Zainab, Imam Sajjad, and the Ahlul Bayt, who walked from Karbala to Sham and back to Medina. And this is very significant because it forgives the sins when you walk from Najaf to Karbala, or when you walk from anywhere to the Holy Shrine, as I mentioned earlier in the steps narration by Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Before he starts walking, Abbas explains his visit to the holy shrine of Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib salawatullahi alayh. During his walk, he explains that the significance, and he talks about the significance of keeping up with the prayers, which was the most significant message of Ashura, the significant message of Imam al-Hussein salawatullahi alayh. Because when we see on the day of Ashura, Imam al-Hussein during the war, during the battle time, he stopped his companions, he stopped his family, his holy family, and he said, stop the war, it is time for prayer. Even when they were praying, arrows were thrown at them, yet Imam al-Hussein salawatullahi alayhi still remembered Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, even in that moment of hardship. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states, O my servants, remember me in your ease, I will remember you in your hardship. During the walk, he is explaining his feelings and the spiritual upliftment that he got on the way to Karbala. He says that his social being, his personality grew as he was walking to Karbala because of that spiritual upliftment. The episode ends with a great emotional sentence said by Abbas Ali to the Zuwar of Imam al-Hussein and Abu al-Fadl Abbas, as you can see behind me. Inshallah, in the upcoming year, in this upcoming 40, inshallah, we will get to see each other close up in Bayt al-Haramain and the Ziyarah of Aba Abdullah, or at both, or at the Abbas Holy Shrine, inshallah. So respected viewers, thank you very much for watching, and don't forget, it is very significant and it's very important to do Ziyarat al-Arba'een. As I mentioned in the previous episode, one of the characteristics of Al-Mu'min is Ziyarat al-Arba'een, and the most significant characteristic. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Father tear is burning my cheek. I don't know.
I think it's very poetic how we start the walk at the Father and then we end at the Son. And obviously, you know, Arba'een, we're here to commemorate Imam Hussein, the tragedy of Imam Hussein, and also Bibi Zainab. So for us to give our condolences to the father of Bibi Zainab, the father of Imam Hussein, I think it's, as I said, it's very poetic. It has a nice feel to it. You know, you're asking the father for permission to go to Imam Hussein. So in that way, if Imam Ali allows you to arrive to Karbala, then you kind of feel like your ziyarah is a bit more, has a bit more of a chance of becoming accepted. I want to walk because of the amount of sins that I could actually get forgiven. But not only that, it's the walk for Bibi Zainab. It's the walk that Imam Sajjad did. It's the walk that Bibi Zainab did. And you know, even if, regardless of different narrations saying different things, you know, at the end of the day, Imam Sajjad and Bibi Zainab and the ladies, they all walked from Karbala to Sham, whether it was from Sham to Karbala or wherever they were going. And on their return to Karbala, regardless, they walked in that heat. They walked in the desert. They walked to Imam. They walked away from Imam. I would be dishonoring Imam Ali if his daughters can go through that pain, if his, you know, his children can go through that pain, yet I can't go through 3 days of suffering, which what I've been told is not even suffering, because the amount of mawqibs there are can only make it more comfortable for you. So in that sense, you have everything helping you, you have everything there with you. So why not try it? You know, I'm young, I'm alhamdulillah healthy. You know, it's only my responsibility, I feel, to be able to help and give my kind of condolences in this special way to Imam Ali and the Ahlul Bayt. I think one of the main things that a lot of people have told me on the walk is that don't take advantage of the people's generosity. Really look at their generosity and really think about it. How a lot of these people they've spent their whole life savings, or they've spent their year savings on this one event, the walk to Karbala. And so I think for myself, I'd want to gain a lot from these people, these normal, you know, Iraqi people that have given their time, their money, their savings for, you know, the Zuwar of Imam Hussein. I think also one thing a lot of I find hard in the West is, you know, praying your namaz on time. And in Iraq, you know, it's so good that you hear the azan and straight away you feel that kind of impulse, oh, it's namaz time, let's go pray. In the West, you don't hear the azan. You know, so it's very independent. So it's like I'm saying, you have to really set that mindset. That's why 3 days of walking, you really got to think about yourself. You know, you can walk with your friends, with your family, but at the same time, you need to think about walking with yourself and really thinking about what you want to gain from it. At the end of the day, the whole event of Ashura revolved around God. Imam Hussein on the plains of Karbala, he asked for that extra night so he could do ibadat. He could ask for forgiveness. And even when prayer time came at Zuhr, he stopped. And I think there were the two companions that gave their life so that Imam could pray. But that just shows that at the end of the day, regardless of Imam Hussein saving the religion of Islam, Islam wouldn't be anything without the prayer of Islam. My friends and family, they're not worried about their safety. My mom a little bit, she keeps messaging, but alhamdulillah, you know, it just shows that a mother loves you. But the rest of my family, just all they can do is keep asking me to pray for them. And a message to them is that I'm always praying for them.
It's a great experience already. Inshallah, we're leaving for the walk very soon. Mixed feelings, a bit apprehensive, don't know what to expect. Yeah, you hear so many stories, you see so many videos, and you kind of are thinking in your head, yeah, how will that emotion like portray in real life? And I suppose you can only help but smile to kind of remember that it's 80 kilometers of just people showing their love and sharing their love through, you know, their services to Imam Hussein. So apprehensive but excited as well, you know, we have to finish the walk inshallah at the end of the day. So. And I'm quite determined like that, and I want to finish it. Not just for myself, I made a promise to Hazrat Abbas that I would finish the walk in his honour. Him being the flag bearer of Imam Hussein, I'm just an ordinary servant of Hazrat Abbas. But last year, well, earlier on this year, when I was blessed to get the flag of Hazrat Abbas that was above the Zari for 12 days, I said that next time I come to Iraq, however long or short the walk into Karbala is, I will fly the flag high and I'll take it to the flag bearer of Imam Hussein. So inshallah, with that, I have to finish it.
Tell me how my four moons faded. They used to always glow. Oh, my son Hussein, I want your light to show. I ask my eyes when
So day one was basically us just, you know, starting off from Najaf, getting the permission from Imam Ali to, you know, be able to go and visit his son. And it started off as a big group, you know, it was a lot of men of all ages and women of all ages, and children. You'd be surprised, children in trams as well, you know, the push carts and everything. It was absolutely beautiful. You know, we were going at the end of the first day. That's when I think a lot of people, they started to feel the pain, and if they couldn't, you know, carry on, they left. You know, and like alhamdulillah, just doing the first day in its own right is alhamdulillah a great achievement.
Give our salutations to Imam Ali in Najaf, and now we're starting on our walk. 3-day walk, inshallah, should be good. And hopefully, the next time we'll see, you'll hear from me is probably in Karbala, but emotional send off. Sheikh Ponju gave a very moving speech. talking to Imam Ali, bringing in Bibi Zainab, Imam Hussein, Bibi Fatima.
My walk towards Karbala is a mark of my loyalty towards Hussein. This is my way of saying that I leave everything in my hometown to say labbaik ya Hussein.
Labbaik ya Hussein. Labbaik ya Hussein. Labbaik ya Hussein. Labbaik ya Hussein.
So I have a flag of Hazrat Abbas that I got from the shrine last year, but I don't have a flagpole. It's a bit of a problem. So me and Reza Reza and I are on a mission to find a flagpole and hopefully not get run over as well. It's a bit of a problem when you don't speak Arabic.
I just want the pole. How much?
Five. خمس وحدات؟ ها؟
Just for the pole.
I think that's like five pounds.
The flag of Hazrat Abbas, that was that means a lot to me. I got it in my first visit to Karbala. You know, alhamdulillah, I was blessed in April to make my first visitation on Ziyara to Karbala, as well as Najaf, Khadmain, and Samarra. But I don't know, there was something about that flag that was the highlight of my trip to Karbala. Just Karbala in its own. You know, each city has their own kind of a special story that I hold with it. And even this year, you know, I've come and I look forward to going to that city because of that story I had on my first visit. So that red flag I got from the office of Hazrat Abbas, and they told me that it was under the dome for about 12 days. So it was between the Zari and the dome for about 12 days. And honestly, that term myself, that meant a lot. I was born on the 4th of Shaban, which was Hazrat Abbas's birthday. So that's why my grandmother wanted to call me Abbas. But for me, I would always make that promise that, you know, whenever I come back, and if you invite me Imam for Arba'een, I will carry that flag. You know, from Imam Ali to Imam Hussein, Hazrat Abbas. And it made me think, you know, it made you think of the qualities that Hazrat Abbas had to be able to hold that flag of Imam Hussein. You know, obviously that flag, it was my flag, it had Qamar Bani Hashim written on it. But for me to be able to hold that flag, it makes me think, what kind of person am I? And that's what I think I took away from the walk itself. You know, everyone kind of was doing their own thing, they were talking about different issues. And for me, sometimes I just walked alone. And I just wanted to kind of think, what is it that I want to change about myself? Because at the end of the day, you know, we can go back to the West and we can go home and not change at all. But a dear friend of mine once told me that the time that you go for Ziyara and the time next time that you go for Ziyara, think about the difference that you've made in your life. And, you know, if you've made a positive change, regardless of, you know, the sin that you do, if you made a positive change and you made something that
has affected you and has increased your love for Imam, then, you know, you would feel that your ziyara is kabul, inshallah.
Assalamu alaikum. Emotionally you feel drained, but it's this special kind of draining that you actually don't mind feeling. It's really weird, but it's like you're drained in this love that you wouldn't find anywhere else. You see like all these like millions of people walking from Najaf to Karbala, they're walking and they've like got that passion. You just feel emotionally, you feel like you're ready to become a better person, which I suppose that's why we're all here for, isn't it? To just become better people. But emotionally, you feel as if it's Arbaeen, you know. A few of us were discussing today, how many people do you actually think are along this road? You know, it's one straight road from Najaf to Karbala. How many people do you think, you know, are going to be with us in our vision? You'd see at least 2 million, 3 million. And our guess is about 20 million are walking, but, you know, that's only our guess. But physically as well, you know, it's quite demanding. There's a group of three of us brothers with the flag of Abu Fadl Abbas, and you know it's tiring. You don't want to stop because you're thinking, you know, you're holding the flag of Hazrat Abbas, you got to have the strength of Hazrat Abbas, even though you can't even come near to that strength. So in that way it's a blessing. You just keep talking and you don't think about how far you have to go, you just go. And you say Labbaik. So inshallah, it's accepted, you know, it's accepted. So on the way there was an old man actually, and he had a hunchback, really bad hunchback. It was like a 90 degree kind of hunchback, and he was going, and I could just hear him reciting salawat, and he was just going, and everyone was passing him, but he was still, you know, he was still going hard. And it was inspirational, because, you know, regardless of what age you are, what health you are, you know, it doesn't stop a lot of these people from going to Imam Hussein. Just shows the strength that the message of Imam Hussein had, you know. You kind of think, how are you as a person, how are you kind of giving that strength to the message in the West? And you just think, I think to myself, I'm doing a lousy job, and I really have to work on my kind of the way that I portray Imam Hussein, the strength of Imam Hussein in the West. So it gives you a lot of food for thought, alhamdulillah. So inshallah, day two tomorrow. Apparently that's the most gruesome day. So inshallah. So right now my left, you just hear them reciting Ya Ali, Ya Ali. So and then Ya Zahra. See, it's all love here. There's only love. They're walking. That's their energy, that's their ATP, it's just energy. It's just their love, that's what's keeping them going. So with that, I think it's time to say goodbye, but inshallah tomorrow, another one. Yeah, you talk to like a lot of the brothers, you know, what to expect for the walk, you know, and a lot of the brothers said that the Arbaeen walk is the best walk, the best part of Arbaeen. You know, you kind of get yourself pumped for it, really. You get yourself excited, you know, the adrenaline's running, but you underestimate the pain that you go through. But the pain is so, it's such an odd feeling.
because at the back of your mind, you're always thinking, I want to finish this walk. To be here is just, you know, it's one of the best feelings. You know, you come from one of the saddest events, but it's the best feeling to be here in the land of Karbala, you know? And you just think, like, what a miracle it is that it can fit that many people. And with the beautiful way that Bain al-Haramain has been made up, I remember seeing it in April earlier on this year and then seeing it now, and it looks so beautiful. Obviously, you know, that dusty road that Bain al-Haramain was, and walking across it had that special feel to it. You know, you could feel the gravel and the stones and the dust on your feet. But now, you know, it's in a way, it's nice that they're changing it, and they're changing Karbala to become, you know, the pompous, you know, way that it should be. You know, it should be reflecting that royalty that the land holds. You know, it has Imam Hussein and Hazrat Abbas, and you just think, I have the flag in my hand, and you just feel like, do I have to carry on? And you just think, yes. Like, Hazrat Abbas carried on until there was no more hope. You know, Hazrat Abbas, he lost both his hands, yet he still held the mushk in his teeth. And then you think, well, am I really going to give up when I have Mulkib after Mulkib giving me water, giving me food, giving me this, giving me that? It's just so comfortable, like, to walk from Najaf to Karbala. But, you know, you just think to yourself, like, you know, do I want to stop? Obviously, you know, you're walking. I'm very lazy. You do want to stop. But inside of you, there's that kind of that voice saying, don't stop, don't stop. And you hear that and you feel it. And you kind of just like, wow, like, you know, my parents have raised me properly. You know, there is that love for Imam Hussein. You know, we're all sinners, but yet there's still that love for Imam Hussein. And that's still pushing you. And honestly, you will feel absolutely exhausted. And I am, like, even in Karbala, you know, you feel exhausted after you get to Karbala, but that there's something that keeps you going on that walk. Maybe it's the brotherhood and the sisterhood that, you know, you're amongst people that you know, people you don't know, but they're all there for that one cause. They're all going, young, old, but they're all going. They all keep going.
Near the end of our 3-day walk, just about, well, we've already entered Karbala, just about to kind of go as a whole group to the shrine of Hazrat Abbas, inshallah. Mixed emotions, you know, yeah, you're tired, we're not hungry, we had good food at the Mulkib before, a great lunch, but now I think it's hitting everyone that we're actually getting to Karbala. We're getting to that place where, you know, the whole event and the massacre of Imam Hussein and the family of Imam Hussein and the companions of Imam Hussein, where it all occurred.
Honestly, day three was emotional, I think. I think it was obviously the most emotional day. Leaving Imam Ali is never easy as well. But arriving in Karbala, I remember we stopped before entering Karbala, I think it was pole 1200. And we sat, we prayed the Jamaat Namaz for Maghrib and Isha. And there was one brother before we started praying and he was crying. And there were a few brothers huddling around him and we were asking, it was like, what's wrong? And already he was overwhelmed by just being, you know, smelling the air that the Imam is in. You know, we'd entered Karbala and they were you know, they had said, "You're in Karbala," and he broke down, and he made everyone break down. And he, honestly, like, it's kind of those kind of people that you meet in your ziyarah trip that you really, you know, they really kind of change your life, because you feel, wow, like, that amount of love, you know, that amount of respect for your imam he has, that he has just smelt that air of Karbala and he's crying, you know, and you just think to yourself, like, it's true, like, we sin so much, yet we still have the privilege of being within the vicinity of Imam Hussein, of Hazrat Abbas. And I honestly believe that Bibi Fatima and Bibi Zainab are here, and Sahib al-Zaman, obviously. But day three after the namaz, a lot of the brothers, they began to walk barefoot, and even the sisters, they walked barefoot. They wanted to feel how Bibi Zainab felt. They wanted to feel how Imam Sajjad felt, you know, walking towards Karbala. And honestly, like, you can't blame them, because you're in Karbala. And after you take a step onto that land, you just have that kind of emotion within you that, wow, you know, you haven't seen the shrine yet, but wow, we're in Karbala, we've made it.
The mixed emotions again. I think that really sums up the trip. Mixed emotions, you know, you're excited to send your salam to Hazrat Abbas and Imam Hussein, but at the same time, you know, it's Arba'een at the end of the day. Inshallah, we're entering as a mawqib, so not just the group, but also, you know, other groups have joined us, so that we can give our salutation to Imam Hussein and Hazrat Abbas. And this is just the beginning. The line is literally like endless. The recitals are in the middle, but you know, obviously in the front you can't hear it, so we're just shouting Labbaik. Literally, the generosity just doesn't stop. You know, you see all the mawqibs, the people here wanting to serve. And literally, like, it's absolutely amazing, just the generosity that they have. They just put their whole life savings into this. You know, honestly, if you have never experienced it, this is my first Arba'een. This is my first time, and literally, it's just, I'm speechless. I can't even sum it up in words. But you have to experience this. It's just one thing that really gets me is all of these people have come under the banner for one man that saved Islam. You know, I can only just say I'm proud to be a follower of Imam Hussein. If I can even do a little bit of justice to his message, then alhamdulillah. But you know, we go there today and all we can do is just ask for forgiveness and say that when we go back to the West, wherever we go back to, that we actually just become better people and we actually develop with the message of Imam Hussein. So for now, you know, we're heading there. The different mawqibs, the Lebanese have gone, the Iranians going. This is, I suppose you could say, the Urdu and English mawqib, but seriously, the atmosphere is absolutely amazing. You know, there are people that are taking photos, everyone has their phone out. Everyone, you know, is crying. Say the Mar gave a very emotional talk before. And you know, this really just sums it up, that we're here from the West showing that Imam Hussein isn't just for the East. it is for everyone in humanity. So with that, I'll leave you until later on, inshallah. All I can say is Labbaik Ya Hussein.
How can I say?